This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I pray and I trust that your dream and this vision that God has placed within our heart and in your heart, that you are going forth, that you are conquering all of these dreams, that these dreams and these visions are coming true, and that God is blessing you immensely for doing what God has called you to do and placed within your heart. We have been talking quite a bit about the people in the Old Testament, about the Israelites and how they were set free from Egypt, how Moses led them and the different things that they've had in front of them that they had to conquer, that they had to overcome. And the same thing in our lives. We have things every day that we face, the issues that we face, the circumstances that we face. We have that every day in our lives. But we have the same God that Israel had to help them to help us. All we have to do is claim those promises and trust in what God tells us. We've been talking about the deals of words of death or life. When we're talking about the words that we say, the things that we say, and how do we say it? Because, you know, a disobedience kept Israel from advancing into their promised land. And then another big barrier that stopped them from inheriting what God promised them were the words that came from their mouths. You know, you could speak death and life through your tongue just by the words that you say. Your words can be a blessing or a curse. They can be power or they can be weakness. They can be faith or unbelief. They can be victory or defeat. They can be abundance or the lack thereof. And also, it can speak life or death. And I want to continue on that theme today. I want to talk about the untamable tongue. Although the tongue, as you know, is a little member of our body, is very, very powerful. In James 3, 1 through 8, it says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all with our tongue. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setting on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of bird, and of serpent, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Through the tongue, your whole body can be defiled. Your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Man can never tame our tongue. Only when you yield your tongue to God can it be controlled. Like a ferocious animal, your tongue can never be left unguarded. The Bible compares the tongue to, in Proverbs 16 and 27, and James 3 and 5, a burning fire. And you know, as well as I know, you can say something that will ignite an argument, that would ignite hurt feelings, that would ignite things that would just go up in flames, and it just burns the whole relationship, the whole thing that you've been accomplishing just by one or two words that you say with your tongue. in James 3 and 6, a world of iniquity. James 3, 7 and 8, a beast that needs taming, talking about your tongue. In James 3 and 11, a fountain of either fresh or bitter water. And if you notice, you can say sweet things with your tongue, and you can also say some very hurtful, damaging things with your tongue. In James 3 and 12, a tree bearing either good or evil fruit. In James 3 and 8, an unruly evil and a deadly poison. In Psalms 52, 2, it talks about a sharp razor. In Psalms 57 and 4 and 59 and 7, a sharp sword. And then in Psalms 140 and 3, a poisonous serpent. And then in Proverbs 22, 14, a deep pit. As these scriptures reflect, the tongue can be an unrestrained force for evil. When brought under the control of the Holy Spirit, however, this powerful member of your body can be used for good, to speak forth God's word of salvation, faith, healing, and deliverance. Your tongue is a very, very powerful thing. It can build things up, and then the same thing, it can tear things down. It can hurt people, and it also can enlighten people. You got to be very careful every day on how you use your tongue. The tongue can be used to glorify God, and the tongue can be used to curse God. Oh, how we need to trust God and to deliver us from this evil thing that is in our mouth called the tongue. But if we turn it over to the Lord and turn it over and yield it to the Holy Spirit, God can use that tongue to glorify His name and to help others. Which would you choose today? Will you use your tongue to glorify God and to make this dream a reality? Or will you use your tongue to destroy and to kill this dream and this vision that God has given to you? We need to keep this in our mind every day. We need to think about this all the time. How we use our tongue to glorify God. We can build people up and we can tear people down in a heartbeat. So let's always turn our tongues over to God and yield our mouths and our tongue to the glory and edification of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before your very throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for today's lesson. Father, I thank you that you can open our eyes and for help us to realize that our tongue could be used as a very deadly weapon. And Father, I pray that you will put in our hearts and put in our minds daily that we need to yield our tongue to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can use our tongue to edify people and to build people up and to help people instead of tearing them down, that our words will not hurt, that our words will not destroy, but God, that our tongue and our words that we use will help people to grow in you. Father, touch us and help us, and help us to dedicate even our tongues over to you, I pray in Jesus' name. Be with each and every one of us, Father, that listen to this, and to help us to be daily aware of the words that we speak and how we use our tongue to your glory. And Father, I will never, ever fail to glorify you and to thank you for this, and to help us to use our tongue to glorify you, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, The Untamed Tongue. Join Paul next week as he teaches Treasures of Your Heart. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltvc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching today. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.